It's 7:04 from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Lee County made history last night when school board members voted to opt out of statewide testing, effective immediately. WGCU's Ashley Lopez was there.
After hearing from dozens of impassioned local activists and parents, Lee County school board members voted to end state testing in the county schools. Supporters like opt-out sponsor Tom Scott says it's an effort to curb excessive standardized testing.
Okay, move the board opt out of state-mandated testing beginning immediately for the benefit of administrators, teachers, and most importantly, students whose educational growth has not been enhanced as a result of such testing. We'll move to a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
The motion passes 3-2.
There had been a discussion to possibly postpone opting out until a plan was in place, but efforts which were supported by board members Gene Dozier and Kathleen Morgan failed. Superintendent Nancy Graham warned board members that opting out without a plan could have serious consequences.
So I'm very concerned that this will hurt children. Teachers will have no idea where to go, because if we opt out, are we opting out of the standards? Are we just opting out of the assessments? Are we going to pick and choose? Are we no longer going to do advanced placement? Do we just close our ACE programs and our IB programs? You're talking about a lot of elements that nobody's really had time to think about.
Earlier in the week, school board attorney Keith Martin also warned members that opting out could mean Lee County students won't be awarded standard high school diplomas. There were also concerns the county could lose state funding for its schools. But board members Tom Scott, Don Armstrong, and Mary Fisher voted in favor of opting out immediately. Armstrong told members not moving forward with their plan would hurt students more.
Sometimes it takes an act of civil disobedience to move forward. While we must explore consequences, we cannot allow the fear, keyword fear, to hold us back.
Palm Beach County School Board, as well as other county officials across the state, have recently expressed interest in similar action. It's unclear what state or federal action will take place as a result of Lee County's decision. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.